Cannabidiol, or more commonly known as CBD, has gained popularity as people use those products for anxiety, back pain, and even epilepsy. As Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska reports, CBD is currently illegal in Wyoming, but a bill on industrial hemp might resolve the problem.
Kelly Lostreder is the manager of Smoker Friendly in Cody. She carried a number of CBD products in her store, but at the end of August, she was informed that she had to pull those items off of her shelves.
State of Wyoming was not allowing it, even though it had just been approved for all 50 states. Wyoming said no, and that was that.
Smoker Friendly is a chain of over 800 retail stores. According to a site manager at the corporation, Wyoming law enforcement tested some CBD products and said any trace of THC, which is the main psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, was illegal. So they pulled all CBD products from their store locations in Wyoming. Lostreder says that's not right.
You know, I like to carry what's popular and what works for them and what sells well, and it's not, shouldn't be illegal.
Under the 2018 Farm Bill guidelines, hemp is no longer considered an illegal substance, but rather a crop. CBD is extracted from hemp, and the law reads, any CBD product with less than 0.3% of THC is legal. But as attorney and state lawmaker Charles Pelkey says, there have been felony arrests for possession of CBD.
There were at least three, if not four, arrests in the state for people with possession of CBD oil, which has less than 0.3% THC, and they were arrested for possession of marijuana in liquid form.
Representative Pelkey sponsored a House bill that would have decriminalized CBD, but it was defeated in the House Judiciary Committee. Yet another bill is pushing through the Wyoming legislature, known as the Hemp Opportunity Act. Christine Bex is the executive director for the Powell Economic Partnership.
They're operating in a market that's specialty and niche. And that's an area where I really think that Wyoming can excel.
The bill would support hemp as an agricultural crop in the state. Bex says this would give Wyoming farmers more diversification, which is key to growing the economy.
An alternative crop for our growers and can provide a diversification in their rotation and then also revenue streams. And some of the numbers around industrial hemp are pretty tremendous.
According to a recent analysis by a business consulting firm, the global market for industrial hemp was $3.9 billion in 2017 and is projected to grow to $10.6 billion by 2025. Bex wants Wyoming to be a leading producer, but she says there is some concern about how byproducts will be regulated of having less than 0.3% THC levels.
And that's the distinctive factor between hemp and marijuana, which of course is federally illegal and also illegal in Wyoming. So while hemp is a commodity crop, it does bring with it some concerns that, for example, soybeans don't have.
Representative Pelkey says he currently doesn't have any plan to try to use the industrial hemp bill as a way to legalize the use of CBD. Cheyenne resident Nina Herbert relies on CBD oil and patches to stop her seizures from epilepsy. And she says opponents don't see CBD's medical benefits.
It's also just really rooted in old ideas about what people who use marijuana in general look like, without really giving thought to the fact that CBD isn't something that will even make you high.
Whether Wyoming will take the chance to become a game changer in the hemp industry or stays stuck in old ideas is anyone's guess, as the bill waits to be heard on the House floor. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.